Go ahead and open your Bibles with me this morning. We're going to look at the book of Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to look at, our text is going to be in verse 4. We're going to read verses 1 through 3 this morning. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 through 4. I don't know if I even messed that up, but just saying that this morning. Let's all stand for the reading word of God and honoring this morning and stretch our legs and get ready to have what God prepared for our hearts this morning. And verse 1 in chapter 11 of Hebrews says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh." Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for your goodness and your love towards us, Lord God. And listen, Lord God, I just want to tell you I love you, and I thank you for your being a powerful and a wonderful God, Lord. And Lord, I just want to tell you, I thank you for saving my soul, and thank you for allowing me to preach your word, allow me to be a father, allow me to be a pastor, allow me to be a dad, father. Just thank you for your goodness. And Lord, thank you for allowing me to share the gospel to others, that others may be saved. And God, I thank you for Grace Baptist Church and the people's desires to serve you. And Lord, we all fall short. We're not perfect, Lord God. But this morning we come to you to ask you to speak to our hearts and challenge us and help us to get closer to you, Lord God. Help us to see some things in our life where we're not doing right that we can look at and change and get closer to you, Father. God, I thank you for a God that forgives and God that heals and cleanses. And God, I thank you for your God that saves, Lord God. Lord, if someone this morning is not sure of their salvation, I pray that you deal with their hearts, help them get it settled. And God, I think we'll have a baptism this morning. Father, we come to you and rejoice and see a step of obedience. And man, and Lord, you change his life. And Lord, there's no telling what you're going to do with him, Lord God, as he submits and follows you. And I thank you for Joseph, Lord. I ask you to protect him and help him, Lord. Bless his mom and daddy for raising him and have a respect and honor for you, Lord God. Lord, we love you. Be with me, Lord, as I preach. I need you, Lord, more than anything else seemed like this morning, God. But, Lord, they don't need me. They need your words. Lord, help me to speak this morning. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Oh, Ms. Duana, I just thank you. I know it's not you, but I just thank you for the song. You know, I look at the Hebrews 11, 4. It says, "By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain." Because he came by faith. It ain't the special offering he made. It's not the special goat or a sheep, whatever he brought. It was by faith that he offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Then God testifying this gift, it says, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. And now think about the children of Israel when they went to the promised land, they failed because they entered the victory because of unbelief. Unbelief stops us. Unbelief stops them. And as a Christian, you know, my purpose in life is to believe God, to follow God. And a lot of times I fail and don't do it because of unbelief. And, you know, people don't get saved because of simple fact of unbelief. Listen, salvation is available for all men. All you have to do is call upon and trust Him. But it's unbelief. Some people trust in their own works, their own abilities, or whatever it may be. But listen, faith, it really is God's only way to life. That's why I titled it, "Faith is God's Only Way to Life." If you're going to live a life, you better live it by faith. You know, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26, it says, "For if we sin willfully after that which we receive, the knowledge of the truth, and that remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but certain fearful looking for, says, for the of judgment and fiery indignation." Verse 29 says, "Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under the foot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified, wherewith he was sanctified in an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace." You know, it gives a warning against this evil of unbelief. And he, listen, you know, in the back in the Old Testament, the sacrifice, there was no sacrifice for a willful sin. And you think about, that's where David really cried out to God in Psalms 51. This willful sin against what he did for Bathsheba and killed, Bathsheba, then he killed her husband. Listen, that was a willful act. There's no matter how thousands of sacrifices he could give, it doesn't do it. Listen, he called out with a broken and a contrite heart to God. Listen, he was begging for God's mercy. He was begging for God's grace. The sacrifice was sufficient. There's no sacrifice. You go to Christ, and if you turn from Him, and you're supposed to be, He's your Savior, and you're now going into apostasy, you start denying. What sacrifice do you got? What offering you can give? What is anything else that can save you but the blood of Christ? Only but God can save you. And you know, the thing is that not that it speaks of any specific sin, but it's the attitude that leads to repeated disobedience, the attitude of the continued willfully sinning. And listen, you're walking on the blood of Christ as if it was an unholy thing. Think about it. He saved you, He changed your life, and then you live your life like it's ungodliness. And the guy's talking to the guy, Brad, and he says, what about these people I see that they just live wicked? They say they're Christians, they do all this. I don't know. They make professions. I don't know. But listen, let me tell you something. When somebody accepts Christ, listen, it does change their life. Hey, I can't compare myself to those people, but I know this, that if they did accept Christ, they're walking on it and they're living it like an unholy thing. What can they go to cleanse that? I mean, they're treating it like it's nothing. There's nothing else but the blood of Christ. There's nothing else but Jesus. He's the only sacrifice. He's the only way. Listen, they should expect the wrath of God. They do should expect to be treated like the enemies of God, living the way they're living. Verse 35 in chapter 10, verse 35 says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which he saith great recompense of reward. And that kind of reflects to verse 23. It says, let us hold fast. Again, is this hold fast a profession of faith? Listen, let's be confident. Hold fast what we got. Listen, if Christ is the only way and you trust Him, then why don't we live that way? Listen, by faith I need to live that way. And then say, that precious blood cleansed me. That precious blood gives me life. And I'm His son. I'm His child. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. If that's true, then I should treat that blood and treat Him what He did for me. So I should give my life completely to it. You know, in Habakkuk, I believe Paul wrote the book of Hebrews. And I know everybody may come a different opinion, but that's opinion's opinion. But listen, Habakkuk chapter 2, I think it is verse 4, talking about the just shall live by faith. Paul speaks of that, same quotes it from that in Romans, and he says the just shall live by faith, and he's kind of focusing the just should be justified by faith. And this in Galatians, he talks about the just shall live by faith, and he spoke focusing the idea of living by faith, and you shall live by faith. Listen, you give your life, he's changing, and you know how to live it. But Hebrews here in verse 38 says, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in. Listen, without faith it's impossible to please God. He said, listen, by faith I'm justified by God. By faith I live for God. Listen, everything should be by faith, and it makes a change. I shouldn't, the idea of drawing back, it's like you're setting your sails down. Listen, I need to set my sails up and continue forward and start being used of God and let God work in my life. Not drawing back and not being used of God. Listen, not be a shipwreck, as Paul says. Listen, by faith I should have a life of living. And the thing is, has anybody ever came problems in their life? Yeah, by faith. Think about David overcame his struggles in life by faith. Peter overcame struggles by denying Christ. How many times? 3 times, but by faith. Hey, listen, we can overcome it by faith. All those that live by faith overcame struggles and problems by faith. Chapter 11 of Hebrews, it speaks of many of those who go through afflictions and trials by faith. They overcame it by faith. And let me say this is more important. Really understand that this is we're held more accountable of living by faith. There's no excuses to live by faith than those in the past. You hear what I'm saying? We have less excuse to say we can't live by faith because we have the sure Word of God of prophet. We have the complete Word of God. What did Paul have? Just the Old Testament. Then what God says. Look what about the churches had. They didn't have the complete Word of God. We have all the things available. Listen, I carry it in my back pocket. I got commentaries in your house. You got all types of Bibles. You got all types of things. Listen, we have all this truth to help us to live by faith. We can overcome by faith. I want you to listen here in verse 4. It says, by faith, Abel offering to God a more excellent sacrifice. To understand about this sacrifice, we go to Genesis. You can hold your place in Hebrews 11. But go with me in Genesis chapter 4. And we're going to see the place where Abel comes in and makes an offering to God. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 1, it says, Adam knew Eve and his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in a process of time, verse 3, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. In verse 4, and Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord hath respect unto Abel and unto his offering. But verse 5, but unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. You know, I see this, the way of life, and I see this foundation of their sacrifice, because it says, by faith, Abel offering to God a more excellent sacrifice. This foundation of this sacrifice, you see how Cain's was in verse 3. It says he brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to the Lord. Listen, that sacrifice was based on works and his abilities and what he provided. It really was an offering, not a sacrifice. In Titus 3:5, very familiar verse, it says, by works of righteousness which we have not. It says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy. It's not my abilities. Listen, he came with his own abilities and his trials. Jude, verse 11, tells us, it says, woe to them that go in the way of Cain. What is the way of Cain? The way of unbelief. Listen, he knew how to bring an offering, but he went his own way of unbelief. He felt like he's denying his own evil nature. He's denying the blood that he needed a redeemer. He said, my offering is sufficient and is good enough. He says, what I provided to God is offering is good enough. It was his own self-will. It was no blood. It's all by the works that produced by his hand. Listen, he rejected that man needed God. Listen, he rejected God. His sacrifice was sufficient. His ability was good. That sack of turnips, that sack of potatoes, that sack of green beans was sufficient. What he offered to God was enough, and that's what it should be. But listen, it was a lot prettier than what Abel offered, didn't it? It was a lot nicer. It didn't come with no blood. It came with his abilities and his works and what he thought was good. But Cain came his own way. And that's the thing. Everybody wants to go his own way, what is best for them. But listen, there's a way to come to God. There's a process to come. But his sacrifice, what he gave, was by his own works. It wasn't by the blood. Abel's sacrifice was based on faith. In verse 4, it says, and Abel, he brought out of the first of the flock of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect in Abel. Listen, in the same verse in Hebrews 11, 4, it says, by faith Abel offered more excellent. His offering, listen, I keep thinking, it ain't that the sheep was the blessing, but it's by faith and when he believed what God wanted him to do. He was looking forward to what Christ was going to do, folks. I mean, turn with me back with Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. 3:15, this is the promise everything's based on up here. And I will put an enmity between thee and the woman. And he said, between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise thy heel. Listen, all he knew that, listen, God is going to provide a redeemer. God is going to provide a means to a sacrifice for them. And he was looking what God is going to do. He knew his ability wasn't there. Can you imagine living in a place where his mom and daddy used to live in a garden? They can't go there. And he hears the stories where we used to walk with God. We used to talk with it. We were close and we were everything. Now we're separated from God. They knew there was a need. But Cain says, I don't need the blood. I need my ability, my sacrifice. God should accept what I provide. Abel looked at that sacrifice and said, listen, he looked to that day when we look at Romans 4:25, who it says, who was delivered for offense about Christ. He was delivered for offenses and raised again. He was looking for the Messiah. He was looking for the one that seed is going to, listen, crush the devil's head and bruise his heel. He didn't know how it's going to come to place. He didn't know about tribulation. He didn't know about the millennium. All he knew that God is going to provide a seed to make amends for him. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made righteousness in God. Listen, he needed this righteousness. He needed that blood. He's looking for what Christ was going to do. He didn't know his name was be Jesus Christ. He didn't know he's going to come to Nazareth. He didn't know he's going to be born in Bethlehem. But all he knew from the Word of God is that the seed from the woman will come and bruise that heel. Bruise his head and bruise his heel. We need to recognize that God, he bridged that gap. He was dependent on. Listen, without the blood, the Bible said, without shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. And it's amazing to me that they're basing on the Word of God, what his mama and daddy told him, or what God told them. Listen, his faith was based on, his sacrifice was based on that faith from the Word of God. He didn't go to theology classes. Listen, he didn't go to Bible college. Listen, all he took is the Word of God, and he trusted the Word of God, and he was dependent on the Word of God. Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Listen, it's funny. This same book here in Genesis 3:15 applies to Ephesians 1:7. It's the same. It didn't change. But he had to come by faith. And then they were looking for something in the future. He didn't know he was going to look for him down on the cross. He didn't know he was going to shed. He didn't know that Judas was going to betray him. He didn't know that he was going to call 12 disciples. But all he knew is the seed would come. And we look back and I say, look, I see what happened. And I believe he did it. He shed that precious blood. It's always by faith looking what God is going to provide. They were looking for that need. They were separated from God. That foundation of sacrifice was going to be by faith or unbelief. Listen, you going to believe the God's word or not? And if I'm going to live for God, he changed my life, then by faith I need to start living for it. Did he save me? Did he call me? Did he challenge me to pray? And he wants me to be faithful. I need to act on those truths. Or I can act on unbelief and not do it. The foundation of sacrifice, we see the direction of Abel's sacrifice. In verse 4, Abel offered, verse 4. Go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Listen, he was acknowledging his own sin, his own needs of recovering. Listen, he acknowledged that this and that was only God is going to provide the covering, but he acceptance of God's word. He didn't have all Deuteronomy. He didn't have this. He just had what Adam, his mom and daddy, told him. I don't know if God talked to him personally or not, but he had those basic truths. But he realized he needed to accept the Word of God. He trusted. He noticed his guilt. He needed there's a substitute. His sins were needed to be forgiven. He saw his abilities unworthless. And I wonder if they could see the garden. And he stood there and looked at the garden and seen the angels, you know, twisting the swords where you couldn't get in the entrance. And that's the closeness of God. They're separated. They never could get in there. And he's going back and trusting what God made provision for him. And he's dependent on God. Romans 3:20 says, therefore, by the deeds of the law that said no flesh shall be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. And he realized that his abilities is worthless. He realized that, acknowledged that he couldn't do it. You know, when I realize that my ability is a trustworthy, if I can't do it and I start depending on God, things start changing in my life. You know, when I got saved, I had to acknowledge that, hey, I can't do it. All my abilities, all my goodness, and all my prayers will not get it. I had to rely on the Word of God and say, God, save me. God said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord save me. I trusted God's Word. I trusted He died for me. Right? I needed a covering. I was a gap, a separation. But listen, when I trusted God, my faith got me righteousness, just like Abraham, just like Abel did. But listen, I look at faith today and I say, if He saved me and He changed me, can this God yet help me with every day in my life? By faith. It makes a difference. Not my abilities, my life. I have no abilities without Him. If I really do believe that I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me, my life will change. And it says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So if I'm not living by faith and I'm living by my abilities, am I pleasing God? Listen, there was a difference. Listen, He saw His work. For by grace you saved through faith, not yourself. It's a gift of God. We know these verses. But listen, He didn't have Ephesians 2:8-9, did He? He just trusted God's word that he's separated and he needed that sacrifice. He was looking at that sacrifice of that lamb he killed, and he took that blood and put on that altar. He was looking for that Messiah, that seed will come and take that sin from him. He looking at that covering that he needed. By faith, listen, it says, by faith Abel offered unto God. Abel didn't come with unbelief, but he came with faith and believing that God would do it. Listen, Abel's faith sacrifice pointed a direction that he needed to God. He needed a covering. He acted upon God, but faith comes by hearing the word of God. And as he learned about God and seeing what God is going to do, and he trusted God and he's seen the blessings. And I keep imagining seeing the garden and he can't enter in. He said, I need that, but one day God is going to provide. One day God is going to provide that seed, and he's going to take the sins of the world or take my sins, and we can go back into that garden. We can go back and walk in the presence of God. There's no more sin. Listen, he looked for that deliverance of the offense, and one day he'll be raised for a justification. He acknowledged that by acting on God's word, that God is true. God, it says, God testifying of his gift. He needed a governing. God testified that his offering was good. He testified and said, like Abraham said, it says, God accounted it for righteousness. That Abel and Cain knew how because God told them. Listen, they didn't have to figure it out, did they? No. Somebody told them. Somebody shared the word of God to them. Somebody showed them a way, just like the Ethiopian eunuch was looking, trying to figure it out, and God sent someone and told them. Show them more clearly, understanding how the way to be cleansed. They didn't have to try to figure it out. Abel acted upon what God gave him. Cain just did it his own way. And I think about, are you saved? As far as I know, everybody here is saved, I know. And so you trusted the blood of Christ to save you. But you acted upon faith and you're sacrificing yourself to God, and you cry out to God expecting God to answer that prayer. We're praying for this morning for a lady that's got breast cancer. Or can God not heal that lady? Can God not take care of the flights for Brother Artis and Brother King, Miss King flying? Can God not provide the needs for our building fund? Can God not provide the needs for a faith promise? Can God not provide the problems you're having at home? Can God not provide the things you need at home? Can God not provide, take care of your kids? Can God not provide? Can God not provide? By faith. I start acting upon it. Start trusting. Listen, he just had a little bit of faith. He just had that one scripture, far as I know. One scripture. How much you got? How much examples and what God's done? Church of Macedonia. That's just a story. We talk about Peter walking on water. That's just a story. God, it's not a story. This is that sacrifice pointing to a direction, and it made a difference. But Cain's sacrifice points of unbelief and no faith. His sacrifice was presumptuous. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. But Cain did not come with belief. He did not come by faith. He come with assumption that his ability and his what he provides is sufficient. There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but what? Therein is what? Death. Man's abilities has never been good enough. Man's wisdom has never been good enough. And I think about Joseph, he just recently, I think about that guy Brad. All I had to do is show him the word of God. Listen, their faith depended upon this, not what I said. Was your faith dependent on what your prayer was? Your faith is saying, I pray this prayer. That didn't save. That didn't do nothing. It's the word of God. What he did on the cross. He shed that blood. And then he sacrificed that animal. And he took that blood. He was looking at that blood. He said, that blood can't do it. But God's going to provide something. A seed. And he's going to shed his blood. And it'll be covering for my sin. And Cain said, hey, my ability is my way. People reject God's way every day. People reject that prayer does work. You say, how do you know? People don't pray. Well, how come people don't fast anymore? It don't work. By unbelief. Why I worry so much? Unbelief. Unbelief. Sacrifice, rejection of God. People come in the form of godliness, denying the power thereof, don't they? Come in and act like a Christian, smile like a Christian, praise the Lord, amen. But they don't act on it. That's why the world looks at Christianity today and they see it and they makes them want to vomit because they see the hypocrisy, they see the wickedness of it, they progress, they go here and they praise and worship the Lord and drums and lights and everything else, and they go out Saturday night and have a drinking. Yeah. I don't want us to be that way. I want us to be real and say, this is a God, it changed my life, and I want to serve God. Yes, I like to preach to 10,000 people. I remember preaching to a church one time, and when I spoke, I was looking over here, and I couldn't see people over here, so I had to like throw a slingshot at them. But I'd rather preach to two people that wanted to serve God than 10,000 people, folks. But I would preach to 10,000 that doesn't know the gospel so they can hear. Listen, Cain came with presumptuous. He came with rejection. This modernism, liberalism, worship God according to faith in your heart. Faith how you feel. Listen, God has said, didn't come in faith how you feel. He said, come it my way. There's only but one way. He said that had to be that blood. He took Adam and Eve and he killed that lamb and he clothed them with a picture of righteousness. But it had to die. It shed his blood. He taught them this is going away and it's going to something's going to die. I don't know exactly how he said it or what he said, but they understood it because it was a process of time. They came and they were looking for the Messiah to come. That seed. You can get a prettier religion than an old bloody cross, can't you? But that religion don't get you salvation. That pre-religion don't change lives and gives you peace. And that pre-religion doesn't help mamas and daddies pray beside their bed for their children to get saved or God protect them. It's that old bloody religion, that blood on that cross that God, Jesus Christ shed on that blood. That makes a difference. It changes. Therefore, a man being Christ, he's a new creature. It really changes a man. It doesn't change the conform the outward. It changed the inner. It gives a new want to. But Joseph said, listen, I don't care if it's cold or not. I want to go. That was exciting to me because he see the eagerness. Where if you don't have that eagerness, woe unto you. You're missing what the blood of Christ did for you. We need to always. Somebody said, well, when you get saved long as me, you lose it. That's wrong. I should be, well, I'm 90 years old, having excitement just as Joseph. Anybody just get saved that first day, shouldn't I? Because I'm going to glory. Listen, it brought him righteous and able to, but Cain's brought him rejection. Cain was doing it though Adam, his daddy, was doing, bringing no fig leaves, trying to cover it up. That form of godliness doesn't do us any good, does it anymore? You can wear that form of godliness, but it doesn't give you peace beside your bed and you're crying. And the heaviness of the world upon you, you just can't take no more. That form of godliness is nothing. Listen, you get a hold of the blood of Christ and he changed with that faith. And he said, listen, he washed me, he cleansed me. He will not withhold anything good from me. I can go to Almighty God. Listen, that gives you peace and that faith grows. Listen, there's power in Christ. There's power in that blood. You say, you don't know so-and-so how bad and wicked they are. You don't know my Jesus then. You don't know him. Listen, Cain was a bad guy. It was a pretty good time that period. How many people were killing each other that time period? How many child molesters and how many people was hurting their kids in schools? None. He couldn't blame his grandma and grandpa, could he? Because I know you grandma and grandpas, you'll do what I probably would do too. Spoil them rotten, won't you? But he didn't have them, did he? He had a mom and dad trying to point him to God. So we messed up. But you got to go to him, boy. Listen, that you see the foundation of the sacrifice and the direction of the Abel sacrifice. The third, it was the direction of Cain's sacrifice. It leads to selfishness of him. But listen, the cost of Abel's sacrifice. Hebrews 11:4 says, by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained the witness that he was righteous. Then it says he obtained the witness he was righteous, but God testifying of his gifts. Listen, God testifying his gifts. It cost him something, but it yet speaketh. Listen, and being dead yet speaketh. It cost him something. You know, it's the religion that always persecutes the Christians. It was the Catholics who were killing all the former Baptists before. It was them that killed them because all they were doing was preaching the blood of Christ. They weren't preaching by works. They weren't preaching about religion. They were preaching that Jesus Christ died is by faith alone. And they were killing them. Hey, the Pharisees and Sadducees told Jesus, away with him. Kill him. We want Barabbas. We want the world. We want the works. We want the form. Listen, faith, Christians, makes a difference. It will cost you. But I'm telling you, there's great rewards of that cost. Can you outgive God? If you gave your life, you think you lost something, He'll give you more of abundance of life. That we can, I have not seen, ear have heard what He prepared for me and you. The cost is much. Listen, the enemy wanted him. This man's plan is no blood. He can earn it. God's plan has always been the blood. 1 John 1:7 says the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. All of it. My past, present, and future. That means that I mess up today as a born-again Christian. I go to the blood and still cleanse me. I'm still looking for the Messiah to come. Until I get this glorified body. If Exodus 12:13 says, behold, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. It's always been the blood. It's never been by works of man. Modernism hates the blood. It says too dignified. They're too barbarous. We are. We're offensive and disgusting. Man's way has always been the way of death. Man's always been a way of judgment of God. Listen, Cain had no offering, no sacrifice but an offering. He expresses a piety of thought. So listen, he's willing to worship at his convenience. You worship God at your convenience? Makes you feel good? Well, I don't want to go soul winning preacher because it's too hot. Your convenience. When is going to be the right time? Preacher, I'm not going to give because I don't got the money. Tell me when you're going to get enough money. Preacher, I'm not going to serve in Sunday school because I just don't know enough. How much is enough? Doctorates? Masters? How about just telling what God did for you? First message I did preach in Africa was my testimony. Ain't that better than anything else? What Jesus did for me? Listen, Cain brought just an offering, but Abel brought a sacrifice to God. Abel's sacrifice still speaks. God has testified his gifts, and by it being dead, yet speaketh. Faith is God's only way in life, folks. The words are still crying out from Abel's grave, from Genesis chapter 4, all the way through Revelation, it's always been crying out. It's always been the blood. It's always been the faith that Messiah will come. I look at the millennium time, and guess what? They still got to get saved by the blood of Christ. Through all that, and when Christ is there, it's still the blood of Christ. They still got to repent. They still got to live by faith. They got to still trust Him by faith. By faith. God's faith is God's only way of life. There's some words that's still crying out from Abel's grave. It said we're justified only by the blood. In Romans 5:9 says, much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him. It's by the blood that we're saved from the wrath of God. It's by the blood that we were not condemned. We deserve to be condemned. We deserve to. Doesn't make no sense to me why God, look at Adam and Eve at the very beginning, and says, I knew Carl and I knew everybody in this church here. He said, they're sinful, they're wicked. Why not just start all over? But He looked through eternity and saw each one of us and loved us. He said, I'll shed my blood for you. I'll sacrifice my blood for you. And I'll cleanse you. Oh, listen, it says, much more than being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath. How about the peace of only by the blood? Colossians 1:20 says this, and having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. By Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Listen, there's peace by the blood. By the peace, I can trust in God. Listen, I'm cleansed. Anything I need, I can depend on God to provide. And if He doesn't give it, He'll give me the grace sufficient to bear what I need, I have to have. I got no money, but my God will supply. Brother Streeter's truck break down by faith. Trusting God. God is not going to leave him on the side of the road. Listen, God can't take him here. He better not go to Armenia, should he? He's just showing himself more and more, Brother Streeter. Hey, redeemed only by the blood. 1 Peter 1:18 says, for as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold or from your vain conversation, received by the tradition of your fathers. It ain't by our works. It ain't our abilities and the money and everything we could do is we consider valuable. I mean, do you really think about all the gold? I mean, they're talking about buying silver and buying gold and things that are invaluable. Yet we walk on it like asphalt. We walk on it like it's just a street. And that's more precious there than it's going to be here. It's nothing. This is it's Christ. He really wants us to grow and become here. But listen, redeemed by the blood. What else is Abel's blood cries out? It were cleansed only by the blood. Revelation 1:5, and it says, from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from the sins in his own blood. What is that blood? It cries out, we're justified. It cries out, we have peace. It cries out, there's redeemed only by the blood. It cries out, we're cleansed. 1 John 1:7, it says this, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Listen, he came by faith. Yeah, that blood, that animal, it was picturing what Christ was going to do, but that blood animal didn't save him. It was by faith. He was looking for Messiah. He was looking for that seed. And yet I look back and I see what Christ did for me. And I remember May 9th, 1999, he saved me. But by faith, I still got to live that when he changed my life, I'm still his. And everything I need in life, I live by faith. It's all by faith, folks. If I'm not pleasing God, I'm not living by faith, am I? Are you living by faith? When we walk, there's a saying here, there's a quote here. It says, when we walk together, we can have fellowship together. When we walk on the right path, we can be cleansed. Then only then do we live and pray by faith. You know, I didn't know if to preach this morning on this or something else. But it talked about the blood so much this morning that I thought it would be more appropriate to preach it in a Sunday morning. But I really am not talking to the lost. I'm really trying to get us to see if it's all by faith, by the blood, it saves us. And it's all by faith that what he did on the cross, how much more shall we be willing to serve him and live for him that he cleansed us from all our wickedness and all our vileness? All our righteousness, God says, is filthy rags to him. Listen, he offered to God by faith. What are you going to offer God this morning to him? Are you going to offer yourself? You can go off and say, Lord, I'm not saved. I'm not sure, 100% sure I'm saved. God, save me. I'm offering you. Here I am, Lord. I'm trusting you by faith that you died on that cross. Just as Abel's looking forward, I'm looking back what you did. I trust by faith. How about you, Christian? This morning, you're looking at God and say, Lord, listen, you changed my life. You saved me by your blood, and I don't deserve it, but you spilt that blood for me. And listen, you said you'll pass over me. You see that blood. I applied that blood. Now, God, here's my life. I need you. Here's my life. I'll be committed to go to church every day. I'm committed to read my Bible every day. I'm committed to pray. By faith, I'm going to trust you. By faith, I'm going to live for you. I want to please you. Not by my abilities, by obedience to you, because I love you. What did God speak to you this morning, Christian? Say, God didn't speak to me, preacher. Then I beg you to get on the floor and ask God to speak to you. Because I read the Word of God, just spoke to you. I know the Word of God is here, and I can just, oh, I'm tight, but yet I feel so much peace. God is a good God. Our faith got to increase. I thank God is saving me. I thank God is saving all of y'all. But what if one of you are not saved? What if one of you are not saved, Christian? Are you praying that God be pulling their hearts and seeing the need? That's the most important thing, isn't it? Let's all stand heads bowed, eyes closed.